I'm joined by Virginia Lopez in Caracas. Virginia, what's the atmosphere like there today?
The streets were very quiet earlier today, and now, slowly people are beginning to gather and start making their way for the military hospital from where President Chavez's remains will be taken to the military academy.
And so are people kind of invited to pay their respects to him there?
Yes, it's going to be a 3-day wake, and they're expecting to have not only foreign leaders arriving in the next couple of hours, but also Venezuelans in general can go and pay sort of their last respects in front of the casket. There's been a whole sort of mechanism set up so that, people can walk past it, pay their respects, and then slowly make their way out.
And what are the other ways in which Venezuela is kind of paying tribute to the late president?
Well, all government buildings are flying the national flag at half mast, and there's several 21-gun salutes being scheduled throughout the day. This is sort of the traditional military salute. What's quite interesting, though, is that none of the traditional military funerary rituals are being played. The Minister of Defense has said that he's not gonna put forward the funerary rituals because Chavez would have much preferred the honorary salutes rather than one where his death is being celebrated.
Where's he going to be buried?
That has yet to be determined. I know that there's a state funeral scheduled for Friday, and that a huge amount of foreign leaders are expected to be arriving for that day. But the exact place of his burial is yet to be determined. There's been talks that Chavez might be buried in his native state of Barinas. This is partly because Chavez himself said that whenever he died, he wanted to be buried, in the banks of the river that crosses his state. But there's also been speculation that maybe he might be buried at the National Pantheon, because he's, considered by so many Venezuelans as, almost a national hero. Again, that's yet to be determined.
And do you know which foreign leaders are expected to come and pay their tributes?
I know that Uruguay's Pepe Mujica and Argentina's Cristina Kirchner have actually arrived. I would assume that Evo Morales of Bolivia and Correa of Ecuador and probably Dilma Rousseff from Brazil will be coming. I'm not sure if the Castro brothers or Raul Castro will come, but there's already been a statement from the island expressing their tremendous grief over the president's death. But certainly, he was incredibly loved in the whole Caribbean and Central America. So I'm assuming that it'll probably be, most of the leaders from this area.
And has there been much reaction from his political opponents in Venezuela?
There was a statement issued by Enrique Capriles, who's the leader of the opposition, yesterday, which was quite heartfelt, and in which he called Chavez his adversary but never his enemy, and then expressed his condolences to the Chavez family. Overall, I think the attitude these couple of next days is one of respect. Surely, criticism will start pouring in as well as the days go by. But for now, I think people have been very respectful of the family and also of, the huge support that Chavez enjoyed here in Venezuela.
In terms of the mourning that's been announced, I mean, what does that mean in practice? Are people still going are still going expected to go about their daily lives, go to work?
There was a 7-day period of national mourning declared yesterday. Classes in schools and universities have been suspended until Monday, and the public transport is still not fully operating. So So I think, you know, it's a slow day. I think, people are not necessarily expected to go to work. I think a lot of people do want to go and pay their respects to Chavez. And also, people are still gathering at several of the city's main squares to hold, you know, informal prayer circles and vigils. So I think that's basically what's going to happen in Venezuela for the next days. I don't expect that that people will go by their daily lives as usual.
What about the elections? The constitution provides for them to be held within 30 days. Has anything been said about that yet?
Yes, Minister of Foreign Affairs Elias Howe has reiterated that the constitution maps out exactly what needs to be done and that elections will be held within a 30-day period. However, the exact date hasn't been announced. If we go by that 30-day period, then it would probably be at the beginning of April, but there's a big national Easter holiday right before, you know, right around that time, so I'm not sure exactly how that will be handled.